Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department stumbled on Monday, now claiming the affidavit supporting the search warrant for President Trump's home, the probable cause portion of the search warrant, shall remain a secret and away from the public. Workers at Amazon San Bernardino, California Air Hub walked off the job Monday in protest for better wages and working conditions. More than 150 people participated in the walkout. The Trump Organization's finance chief is expected to plead guilty Thursday on tax fraud charges. Alan Weisselberg is expected to carry a sentence of 5 months in jail. It's primary day in Alaska and Wyoming. The big race for Wyoming's only congressional seat is between Liz Cheney and Trump-backed candidate Harriet Hageman.
I have a long record and history of working and fighting on behalf of Wyoming.
Representative Cheney was first elected in 2017. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Investigators are searching for the source of a 6-pound metal object that slammed to the ground Friday outside the Maine State House, narrowly missing a state employee. The cylinder-shaped object smashed into the ground 6 to 8 feet from the person at a high rate of velocity. The part is believed to be from a large airliner on an international route. Kentucky lawmakers are taking care of their people.
Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear is announcing the state is moving into the second of three phases, known as a stabilization phase, in his response to mass flooding in eastern Kentucky. Governor Beshear detailing how much money the state has received in donations following the flooding.
Our Team Eastern Kentucky Flood Relief Fund, now 3,709 donations, a little over $6.2 million. Thus far, we've paid for 37 of the 39 funerals.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The ship Brave Commander has departed a Ukrainian port carrying the first cargo of humanitarian food aid bound for Africa from Ukraine since Russia's invasion. Author Salman Rushdie's The Satanic Verses topped Amazon's bestseller list on Tuesday, days after he sustained serious injuries in a stabbing at a lecture in upstate New York. An ammunition dump exploded in northern Crimea, Russia's TASS agency reported Tuesday. Russia's defense ministry said no serious injuries had occurred. Republican congressional candidate Harriet Hageman is not only running against Representative Liz Cheney in Wyoming, but she says she's also running for the people of Wyoming in today's primary elections in the Cowboy State.
Well, I think it's some of both. There's no question whatsoever. As I've traveled around the state of Wyoming, I've made very clear that I'm not just running against Liz Cheney. I am running for the state of Wyoming. I have a platform that resonates with the voters of Wyoming. I talk a lot about our energy industry, protecting our farmers and ranchers, our small businesses, our families. I have a long record and history of working and fighting on behalf of Wyoming industries, and I'm pretty well known. So I think it's probably some of both, but this isn't just about voting against Liz Cheney. The reality is if and when I win tomorrow, Wyoming will finally have a representative that is from Wyoming, understands Wyoming, has been fighting for Wyoming, and will continue to fight for Wyoming and our industries.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you with us. Happy Tuesday to you. I'm Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com, that's where you want to go. Well, the news is out that fully vaxxed and boosted, the Defense Secretary Austin has shown positive for COVID. I mean, no wonder the CDC is loosening up their guidelines. Even everybody that's been vaccinated up to the yin and the yang and boosted along with it, plus tax and license, are showing up being positive for COVID. Also, down in Mar-a-Lago, droves of Trump supporters continue to rally in mass there in support of the president because, you know, what the mainstream media and others are not really getting behind here and understanding is that the attack on Donald Trump is an attack on, if you want to put it, on MAGA country, on people that believe in the American dream. This is more than just attacking a former president. With us right now is the public policy analyst, economics professor, Dr. Michael Bussler is with us. Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you doing? It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, always great to have you with us, Michael, and have your insight. So, look at, you know, I the mainstream media and others are missing the point here. They think they're attacking Trump, and they're not realizing, you know, they're just not connecting the dots here and seeing the support of the former president as they continue to come out in mass at his rallies and certainly at his home in support. And in, I guess, you know, shocked and dismayed that a government institution like the FBI would jump the shark like they've done. Because we're still waiting. I mean, in the absence of fact opinion rules, I get that. But, you know, they sent the warrant. So we knew the warrant, you know, when they exposed that, we know that wasn't going to show a whole lot. But, you know, we need the affidavit. What was the predicate? What was the reason why they felt they needed to go in there with 30 FBI officers with AR-15s and frogmen out in the water? It's like, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, there really is no justification for this. And especially considering it's a former president and a likely someone running again for president shortly. This is absolutely not the way to do this. It could have been handled much differently. You take a look, if this were somebody from the other party, there certainly is a history of people from the other party taking classified information or doing much worse with it. And really, President Trump's attorneys were working with the FBI and the Justice Department, and they would give them everything that they needed. Now,
right.
Mm-hmm. Justice Department says, no, you didn't give us everything. Look, we found something. And, you know, Trump's response is, well, all you had to do was ask and we would have given this. Look, this is a politically motivated attack. And you take a look at a half a dozen or so of President Trump's allies and advisors and what they've had to go through in the last couple of years is just horrendous. This is absolutely no way to run a country. This is the way, as people have said, this is the way third world countries operate. When somebody gets into power, to make sure you stay there, you politically attack your opposition. In some instances, they try to put them in jail, and that may be what they're trying to do here. This is just a terrible thing. You know, I was glad President Trump came out the other day and said, listen, the temperature here is just way too high. Just everybody take a deep breath, relax a little bit, and let's try to figure this out where everybody can come up with a reasonable solution. This is absolutely not the way to do that. Between the January 6th commission and what they did at Mar-a-Lago, all they're really interested in is attacking Trump and making sure that he can't run for president again. I hope they're not successful in doing that. The American people have a right to decide who they want as president. And even all the attacks, you notice they're almost never an attack on President Trump's policies. I think everybody has to agree that his policies worked well. The world was safe. Russia wasn't doing anything. China was doing very, very little. North Korea stopped with the nuclear things. Iran was held in check. And the world was very safe. The economy, Trump says, was the greatest ever. I'm not sure it was that good, but it was still an extremely good economy. There was opportunity for everybody. Inflation was less than 1.5%. Real wages were increasing for the first time in decades. So even if you don't like Trump's personality, even if you don't like his tweets, even if you don't like the things he says, and look, to be perfectly candid, a lot of things he said, you know, my stomach churns when he says them. I say, why is he sticking his foot in his mouth?
Exactly.
But look,
right. I get it.
See that what it is, you can't argue with his policies, and the American public want his policies back.
Well, and the thing is that amazes me is they knew this going into it. Like, they thought that Biden was going to do so much better than Donald Trump when it came to policies. I mean, we experienced 8 years of misery under, you know, Obama-Biden. I mean, absolute misery. And so then he comes in and picks up where Obama left off and doubling down in spite of the clear evidence that these policies are a disaster. But, you know, in typical Democratic Party form, this is what their policies do to the middle class all the time. They pulverize. I mean, Barack Obama was almost single-handedly successful, Michael, as you recall, in destroying the middle class altogether. And it was, thank God for Donald Trump, that he revived the middle class. And, of course, you know, Joe Biden couldn't help himself. They go around and somehow they think they can fix something that's not broken.
Yeah, and you know, their solution always is tax and spend. Their solution always is, if there's a problem, just throw money at it. Just give people free money and that'll be the solution to the problem. In reality, when you do that, it locks people in to dependency on the government for an entire lifetime. In some cases, multi-generational generations get locked into these government handout programs. And look, these people take it because it's their only opportunity, their only choice, but they really don't want to take it.
Mm-hmm.
What people
Yes.
really want is what President Trump gave to them, the opportunity to earn their own income so they can pay for their own things instead of having the government just give them something for free. And now the Democrats, rather, are right back to it. In the midst of today, when we have rapid inflation, a recession, we're in stagflation, the worst thing to do at a time like this is tax and spend. And President Biden, I think this afternoon, is about to sign another hundreds of billions of dollars in spending, hundreds
Exactly.
of billions of dollars in new taxes, and have the IRS coming after all of us.
And it will do nothing. It will do absolutely zero. Just like what he touted in terms of recession, that we were at 0% the other day, right? I mean, this is a hot mess. And, you know, thank you very much. It's like, look, at you need to, please, do America a favor. Step away. Take a break. Go on vacation. Stay at Kiawah Island for a long time. And, you know, and you'll be surprised what the free markets will do on their own. We've got more from Dr. Michael Bussler on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15
after. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. On August 11, 1946, Reverend Charlie Byers set out to put the gospel message on the airwaves with the Gospel Tide Hour radio show in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. What started out as a local vision has become a global mission to share the gospel with people all around the world through regional radio broadcasts that tell of the hope of Christ in local languages. The fact is that we have a global God, and if we're to share the truth about God around the world, we need to utilize the best methods of doing so, such as sharing the gospel in local languages. We at the Tide Ministry are committed to continue this mission for Christ, and we're already prepping for the next 7 decades of ministry outreach. To learn how you can help the Tide Ministry continue sharing the good news of Christ around the globe and impact even more people over the next 7 decades, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
You know, it gets to be a bit frustrating, you know, when you consider we've had 246 years of history. Okay, let's just say the last 100 years of history. And the Democrats continue to, you know, as John Kennedy would say, they keep doing stupid. I mean, I don't know what else to call it. when you have empirical evidence that says, hey, look, at when you are going in a certain direction when it comes to the economy, you want to make sure you turn left. Don't turn right. We've turned right before, and we keep getting clobbered. It's the worst thing we can do. And in recent times, you had Barack Obama along with O'Biden. Remember, it was Obama-Biden. And for 8 years when we were in the recession, we had the longest recovery from a recession ever. Because, you know, these socialist Marxists, who they are, bottom line, think they know better. They live in the theoretical world. They abandon empirical evidence for the sake of theory. Well, let's try this. Oh, let's try. I mean, let's try this at the expense of 330 million people. And let's devastate their economy and their finances and just, you know, hey, so what? You know, so what? I guess those shovel-ready jobs didn't work after all, and we'll just laugh about it because we're all that cute. But meanwhile, you've devastated families, you've bankrupted companies, and you continue to do this. And look at the American people. You've got to wake up and see what comes with the Democratic Party. This is not your father or your grandfather's Democratic Party any longer. These are a bunch of knuckleheads. They're so egomaniacal, one thing. Number two is they're heading in a direction totally different than what our founding fathers had projected and what they had hoped and envisioned for this great American idea. That is absolutely clear, and not based on, you know, whether we like them or not. It's just based, as Dr. Michael Bustler said, just based on the policies. Look at what they do every time they're in power. Dr. Bustler, save us. I mean, you know, am I mischaracterizing this? I want to be fair about this, but, you know, at some point you've got to measure the party and the policies for who they are. And clearly, at least in my estimation, you're the expert, so you know better. I'm speaking from a ground floor level of experiencing the results of these poor policies and talking to friends in our audience, and this is the pain that they're under. So am I getting something wrong here?
No, Bill, I think you're hitting the nail right on the head. You know, recall when, for those of us who are old enough, when Ronald Reagan was running for president against Jimmy Carter, and he proposed policies exactly like what they're proposing today, Reagan's famous line was, tax and spend, here you go again. And those, right. And that tax and spend philosophy is simply counter to what really made this country great. And you take a look at what Biden is just about to sign. We're in a period now, as I mentioned the other part of the talk here, but we're in a period now we have high inflation, an economy in recession, which means we're in stagflation. The reason we have inflation is there's excess demand in the economy because the federal government in the last two fiscal years spent nearly $6 trillion more than they brought in tax revenue. They're going to add another at least $1 trillion to it in this fiscal year, which ends the end of September. So you have all that excess demand. That's really coupled with the Federal Reserve being so slow to react with their monetary policy. That's really what's causing this inflation and what's causing the recession. So how do you get out of it? First thing, take some excess demand out of the economy, which the Federal Reserve is trying to do now by pushing interest rates way up. So less people will be able to afford cars and houses and things. They believe that'll reduce demand and that'll get inflation down. On the government spending side, you should do what you can to reduce government spending. Instead, Biden's about to sign hundreds of billions of dollars more in excess spending. And since it is, will add to the deficit, it's excess demand that will make inflation worse. Secondly, if you really, in the longer term, want to make sure there's adequate supply, as you increase supply, that'll bring prices down. The way to do that is to reduce taxes, especially for corporations and higher income earners who create capital for expansion, and reduce regulations. Instead, President Biden is about to sign hundreds of billions of dollars more in tax increases. Mostly, they say on corporations and the wealthy, it ends up falling on everybody, but corporations and the wealthy, Now, what that does, it gives corporations less capital to invest. They reduce capital formation. When you raise taxes on the very wealthy, they're still going to spend to maintain their lifestyle, but they have less money to save and invest. That reduces capital formation. Now, when the economy goes to grow and business wants to expand, there are two things your business needs, capital and labor. Well, we have a labor shortage, so I have a little issue there. And now if they have a capital shortage, they can't expand. Well, if the government, if the economy is growing and demand is increasing and business can't increase output to meet the demand, the only thing left to do is to raise prices. So what Biden is doing by adding more government spending and putting taxes and regulations on the economy, it will end up causing more inflation in the future, and it will slow the recovery from the current recession. He's doing exactly opposite to what should be done. And look back in 1981, what we did back then. In 82, Reagan had Congress pass tax cuts, which lowered taxes for everybody, including the wealthy, and he reduced regulations. From 1982 to 2007, the economy was on a 25-year expansion. You had a little hiccup in 1991, a little hiccup in 2001. But aside from that, the economy was on a rapid expansion. As you keep raising taxes, you may not even be bringing in more revenue, because your rates may go up, but if you're taxing less activity, you may be bringing in less revenue. He's doing exactly opposite to what we've done in the past, exactly opposite to what we should be doing now. Now, one last question. Say, well, why is he doing it? Don't his economists know what I'm telling you? And the answer is yes, they do. However, their goal, their primary goal of economic policy, which should be to reach the economic goals, price stability, keep inflation low, full employment, keep unemployment low, and growth. Your policy should be geared to the economic goals. Instead, Biden is gearing his policy to solving real or perceived social injustices and to solve the climate change problem. And as long as you focus economic policy on social goals, you're going to end up with the problems we have today.
Michael, I want to scream every time I hear the climate problems. I mean, we're not convinced. Most of America is not convinced that we have climate issues, regardless of what Al Gore has said, John Kerry, the rest of them. Where is the concrete evidence that CO2 is killing the planet? I mean, seriously, I know some people who so buy into that. The fact that I even made the statement is probably causing them to, you know, run off into a ditch someplace. And I'm sorry. But where is the evidence? And I'll tell you, we've got a great deal. I say a great deal. It's a little quiz. If you go to BillMartinezShow.com, you will see right there, there's a there's a climate quiz right at the very top. You just punch on it, and it says, it's CO2. It's from the CO2 Coalition, and it's real simple. It's the questions, it's the statements that, you know, these radical climatologists want to make that have been able to put a stranglehold on research and academia to come up with these propagandized reports about the climate. And when you get an argument with them, they'll tell you, oh, and Antarctica is warming, it's melting. Well, take the quiz and find out. There's about 10 critical questions that come up time and again when you get in these debates, and find out what the real answer is, because we're not hearing it from the mainstream media. We just continue to hear, the sky is falling here, Michael.
Yeah, you know, I remember in 1970, the scientists told us in 50 years we're going to have the equivalent of an ice age. We'll have freezing in the country by 2020. People are going to freeze to death, and this ice age will hit. Well, obviously, they really missed that one. So now
exactly. Well, we go in cycles, and we got to leave it there. Thank you.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department stumbled on Monday, now claiming the affidavit supporting the search warrant for President Trump's home, the probable cause portion of the search warrant, shall remain a secret and away from the public. Workers at Amazon San Bernardino, California Air Hub walked off the job Monday in protest for better wages and working conditions. More than 150 people participated in the walkout. The Trump Organization's finance chief is expected to plead guilty Thursday on tax fraud charges. Alan Weisselberg is expected to carry a sentence of 5 months in jail. It's primary day in Alaska and Wyoming. The big race for Wyoming's only congressional seat is between Liz Cheney and Trump-backed candidate Harriet Hageman.
I have a long record and history of working and fighting on behalf of Wyoming.
Representative Cheney was first elected in 2017. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff Kent is with us. He is the former NFL QB and author of Facing the Blitz. Jeff, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill, and I'm kind of excited to focus with you on encouraging men for the next, what, we're going to do a month or so of...
Well, at least, if not 6 weeks on this issue, Jeff, it is so important. And since you and I have talked, I mean, you know, I always like to, you know, reference the red letters of the Bible. The red letters of the Bible identify when Jesus is speaking, right? And to this point, and what we're going to be talking about is men, about men stepping up. And when we're talking about stepping up, it isn't something that's so extraordinary, that hasn't been designed. God has designed a place and position of authority for you. But let's go back to what Jesus said, Jeff. In the book of Matthew, he said, how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man? And then he will plunder his house. Look at our houses today. Look at what's happening with our marriage, our kids, suicide at all time, drug addiction that's going on, the breakdown in morality. I mean, our homes are a mess. And what has happened is men of authority, godly men, have been bound by the culture
by a Jezebel spirit, which is going to be taken up in other aspects of this conversation. But the Jezebel spirit is alive and well, and for some people, they're tracking really quick. They understand it. For some people, hearing Jezebel spirit might be the first time that they hear this, but we'll break it down and explain. But all these areas that we're looking at debilitate. They tie up the strong man, which is your husband, your father, the male who is in charge, that key protector has been bound up. And the point of this conversation and the series that we're about to embark on here, ladies and gentlemen, is we want to liberate your father. We want to liberate your husband. We want men to come into conformity and in alignment with what God has purposed for them. Is that a fair statement, Jeff?
That's very fair. God made human beings in his image, male and female. And male and female have complementary giftings. They're completely equal. They're both part of God's image, but they have their roles to play, and they really start to really come to fruition in the most beautiful picture of God's love for us, the church, which Paul describes as marriage. Everyone doesn't need to be married. Paul said it's awesome to be single and focus on the Lord and ministry without the encumbrances of a wife or a husband. But most people are going to be drawn to that person they want to be spend their life with, that are sexually attracted to them. They want a family. They end up with children. God glues a mom and dad to children through marriage. Marriage civilizes men. Marriage brings up the best in men. It channels their energies that way. And so we're talking about going back to the blueprints of being yes. strong men, playing the role of masculine leader, similar to Jesus. And his role of leadership was a humble leadership. His role of leadership was a lay down your life and sacrifice leadership. His role of leadership was an initiating leadership. And Bill, I think both you and I see the culture has called men to be passive in all the areas that count and aggressive in the areas that are dangerous and don't count. Aggressive with video games, aggressive with alcohol, aggressive with taking extreme risks, aggressive with sex, aggressive with pornography, aggressive with fighting, aggressive for money, but passive in humility, in servanthood, in leadership, in marriage, in fathering, in shaping a home, in protecting your children from, you know, the cancers and poisons on the internet or bullying or whatever the lies are that Satan is pushing. So we're going to spend 5 or 6 weeks talking about kind of the diagnosis of what's been going wrong with men so we can kind of be aware of it. And we're not blaming men. We're saying, you know, we've been duped. The enemy's been attacking. But we'll spend a lot of time focusing on Jesus as the ultimate man. Father God, the example that Jesus painted in the story of the prodigal son's dad, Father God and that prodigal's dad as the model of the perfect dad. And that's where Bill Martinez and Jeff Kemp and every single guy listening gets not only his role model, but we actually get the power to live it, right, Bill? You and I, you exactly. and I cannot do this man no. thing on our own. We need no. a humble, dependent relationship on God, and then we receive it from him.
Right. And it starts with understanding, you know, your identity. What is the vision? You know, the Bible says that people without vision will cast off restraint. It's absolute suicide to disconnect from God. The reason that, you know, you find yourself in the condition as Jeff has outlined is because we're in chaos. We're in chaos because we've untethered ourselves from the principles of God. And God says, look, come back to me. I mean, the Father is there just like as Jeff, you know, reminded us of the Father that was waiting. And his heart was aching as he looked over the horizon. I just envisioned this every day, looking for his son, hoping and praying that his son would come back. And this is what our Father in heaven is doing for us, is hoping and praying that we would come back to him. Because that's where everything, you know, comes together and we can seize this chaos and assume our rightful positions. Jeff, You know, we got about 3 minutes left here, and I think it's important, you know, if you would, you know, let's pray a blessing over the men who right now, based even on what we said, look, I'm in. I want to join the team here. I want to regain my rightful authority position that God has ordained for me as a father, as a husband, as the head of my household. And pray that it would be so. And then we'll wrap things up and let him know what the next step would be. Okay? Go ahead.
That's awesome. I'm gonna tell them what this call to men is that Bill and I are going to be praying for you. First, it's a call to receive your identity as a well-loved son of Father God. And then to receive your guidance on how to live from him. And to embrace the vision for manhood in the model of Jesus. And to follow his way. And to remember that Jesus called us to a team approach to life, not as solo agents, but have a couple deep friends, and we'll be praying about that as a part of manhood. So, Father God, we come to you, and we recognize that even though we may have missed our dad, or he didn't fill our needs, or father was a negative word for us growing up, and it's become so in this culture, you're a perfect father. Mm-hmm. And, Father, we pray that you would come alongside every man. Show him his identity in Christ. Show him you love him. Show him what manhood is. Give him the strength for it. Call him into teamwork with other men and help him know that he is a good man who has what it takes through Jesus Christ. Bless him, we pray, in the name of the Father, that he could be a father, a husband, a friend, a leader who's strong for others like Jesus. We pray all this in the powerful name of Jesus. Give us a focus on regaining our manhood similar to Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Jeff, we have a free offer, a manhood coaching resource you want to put out there. We've got about a little over a minute left. Go ahead.
Every week, we're going to be encouraging men to gain their strong identity through a relationship with God, and you do that by huddling with God, spend time in the Word and talk to them, take a walk around the block, pray with them, talk to them as Father God. And secondly, with one or two deep friends. And our offer is a free guide to level 5 friendship for men. And you just go to the website, menhuddle.com, and download the free huddle guide, the playbook for manhood friendship. Menhuddle.com. Download it, share it with your friends.
This is such a great blessing, Jeff, and I cannot thank you enough for doing this. Guys, look at, we're doing this together, okay? We can't do this by ourselves. We want you to be the change that God has destined you for. He sanctified you, if you understand that he sanctified you. That means he has set you apart for greatness as heads of your family. Join us in coming together to make this difference that you want to see in your life and in your
individuals
family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Breaking news here. Our first lady has mild symptoms of COVID. I don't know what's going on in Kiowa Island. Must be the water. What can you say? 14 minutes. Thank God she's, only experiencing some mild symptoms. And that seems to be the case, as we continue to battle through this and make some adjustments with the new CDC guidelines, realizing our natural immunity. But still, there's so much more to still find out, as we've been discussing with our experts about the science of COVID. The real science, not the political science of it. We've gotten so messed up in that whole situation. It's so frustrating what we've been doing, with our kids. And I still maintain that down the road we're going to find out the reality. It's going to be quite shocking. The thing I'm disappointed with, I'll tell you, is the mainstream media and others who have gone along with the narrative and have supported everything the government has had to say on, just an whole cloth, without even asking the critical questions that must be asked, that should have been asked throughout this past 2.5 year period. They've just gone along to get along. Boy, we're all in this together. Let's all, raise a toast of the grape juice and we'll drink it all together. And what kind of damage? What kind of damage are the kids, not only because they've missed out in school, but what kind of damage along the way are they going to experience? And only time will tell, as has been the case with other things that the government has meddled with, so to speak, at the people's expense. Well, Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, is with us. And Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm still waiting for your email, oh, by the way. And so I'm going to have to fly blind, and you get to do it without me in terms of telling us what's the first story that you need to share with us.
Okay. Well, I just sent it to you again. And so I don't know if you got to see this week. Down in El Paso, Texas, there is a sinkhole. Did you see this video?
Yes, I did. Wow, I know.
Okay. Oh. So down in El Paso, Texas, it's just after 6 p.m. in the evening. A woman is just driving through the street, minding her own business, and she ends up in the middle of a sinkhole. And if anybody has gotten to see it, it's a video of her white sedan kind of sinking. And the only reason that I didn't panic myself watching the video, because this just seems like worst nightmare scenario.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Is because I know how it ends. She gets out just in the nick of time. Some firefighters and some Good Samaritans nearby are reaching out to her, and they pull out the back window. She climbs out the back window moments before that sedan entirely is submerged. Mm. And, you know, you think about these people standing in that sinkhole themselves. And, you know, because you don't know, a sinkhole that appeared out of nowhere, that's a dangerous place to be, and these people were not thinking of themselves. You know, they put themselves on the line, and as soon as I thought, I've got to share that with Bill.
Yeah, exactly.
This is amazing. This is an amazing story, and I suggest if anybody has a chance to watch it, if you can stomach, you know, the thought, it ends happy, so just take a chance and watch this video and see how amazing it is that this woman got out safe and alive thanks to these Good Samaritans. And I'm glad somebody took the chance to, it was filmed by a public information officer down there and with the El Paso Fire Department. And it's heart racing. It's just a few moments, but it's heart racing. And then the sedan is completely submerged.
Wow. Wow. What, I mean, something that could have gone bad real quick, to say the least. And, thank God for, you know, the heroes that are amongst us, no doubt. What's the next story you got for us?
Okay. So, if you've ever lost a dog, this is kind of the last place you think they'd end up. This is down in a cave, and there's a dog that has been missing since June 9th, and a group of cave explorers in Missouri actually recently found the dog. It's one of the longest caves in the state, 22 miles, and I'm wondering how this dog survived. They just said they were going down in a cave, and they look around, and they see this older dog just laying down there and decide we're going to take it up. They end up putting it in a duffel bag and getting it to stop. And this is all, like, they had no idea there was a dog down there. They were just happening to be, they just happened to be cave explorers down there. And this dog, you know, so it's just, it's pretty amazing story. Rick Haley is actually the one who found him, along with Jerry Keene. And this is in Terry County, Missouri. And they ended up finding the dog's owner just by going door to door locally, which, you know, good for these guys. I think that was,
oh my gosh, wow. Yeah, can you imagine? I mean, this is how important our dogs are, is that we would do that. We would do a door-to-door search, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I just wonder what that dog must be thinking. I thought to myself, since June 9th, like, how has this dog been surviving down there? How terrified must it be? You know, how did it get down there? And how often does this happen? You know, this cannot be the only time that's ever happened, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, some dogs, like I have a friend, their dog just goes and trolls the neighborhood and is welcome at every household. And so when they're looking for, they've got to go to several houses because, you know, this dog has just this outgoing personality. He's a cute little thing. And everybody loves the dog. And of course, you know, he's there and, you know, Scamp gets fed, at every door and he's welcome into every house. And, you know, he's next thing you know, he's there on the chaise lounge or, you know, maybe he's on the Lazy Boy, you know, watching TV with a family.
You know. So he's kind of like the neighborhood dog.
Oh, he is. I mean, forget it. My buddy says, yeah, he's not our dog anywhere. He just belongs to the neighborhood, you know.
Oh, yeah. I love animals like that. My sister actually has a neighborhood cat that they all take care of. Just goes around. And this cat doesn't belong to anybody specifically, but he kind of belongs to the whole place. And he gets his vaccinations and all that good stuff. And I kind of love that. They're like a little bit wild, but a little bit domesticated, too.
Right, exactly. And the thing is about it is they're it's all under their control. I mean, they got exactly where they want you. And, you know, and God forbid that you, you know, you don't hold up your end of the bargain. You didn't even know you were in a bargain, but somehow have a way of, and you wonder who's domesticated here, the animal or the humanoid, huh?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, who's really in charge here, the animals or the people? I feel like the animals might be smart, like a little bit outsmarting us here, but we love them so much that we're happy to do it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what else do we got?
Okay, so in this next story, I don't know if you got to see this story. It's a little boy. His name's Felix. This is down in Sioux Falls. He's a baseball player, and he's celebrating his first home run of the season. So he walks in, and he's with his grandpa, and his grandpa is very special to him. And he's so Felix looks at his baseball. He's like, he's explaining to his grandpa, he's like, this is for you. I hit a home run at the game. I signed the ball, and I want you to have it because you taught me everything I know. And the video has just taken off and gone viral. You know, this is a 9-year-old little boy. He just, you know, he starts getting emotional. His grandpa starts getting emotional. And anybody who watches this video, I guarantee you is going to start getting emotional too. I guess his grandpa has never missed a game. You know, he played pitch with him. And he just, you know, you think about the impression this man must have made on Felix's life. It's just, it's one of those things where you realize the importance of just being there and just showing up and, you know, makes you kind of want to make sure you do that for your own kids or grandkids or future generation because, you know, you might not always know it, but it does matter to them. And, you know, thank goodness this little boy took a moment and shared that all with us.
Exactly. Well, you know, speaking of baseball and let's say Little League, the video that went crazy, I don't know if you saw this, Sam, but a boy was at bat. He was hit by a thrown pitch. They're in the Little League World Series. And, you know, and the pitcher was emotional. I mean, he just obviously he didn't, you know, wasn't intentional. It was an accident. The ball got away from him and hit the kid, you know, right, you know, almost below the helmet. And you know, the kid that was hit was a little woozy. And he could see that the pitcher was having a hard time dealing with this. And what the kid did was he walks to the mound. I mean, there are some situations when somebody is beamed like that and the opposing player walks to the mound. You know, in Little League, they don't clear the benches. In the big leagues, they would clear the benches because they would see that as an act of aggression. But the kid went over and he actually hugged the pitcher. And I mean, you are in tears watching the compassion, and here's this kid who just got beamed, is hugging the pitcher just to let him know that, you know, that it's okay. But wow,
exactly.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's actually my next story.
Oh, it is. Okay. All right. Good. Perfect.
It's actually my next story because, I mean, it does. Isn't that the ultimate sportsmanship?
Oh, yeah.
Both of them, you know, I saw the comments that everybody's making, and everybody's just like, the parents for both of these young men did such a good job raising them because, you know, the pitcher, whose name is actually Caden Shelton, you know, he's clearly upset. As soon as he does this, this is very difficult for him. And Isaiah Jarvis, you know, he's the one who got hit. He's 90 feet away. He gets hit in the head. I'm sure he's stunned for a moment because anything to the head like that is going to really take a blow. But, you know, he did something that, like you said, it was really unusual. He takes his helmet off and he walks to the pitcher's mound and gives him a hug. And it's just one of those, and he's like, you know, it's going to be okay.
Right,
and,
exactly.
It's one of those sportsmanship moments where you're just like, I got to hope these guys on opposing teams become lifelong friends. This is so sweet. They're such good boys.
Exactly. And the thing is, in Little League, the distance from pitching mound to the batter is 60 feet. It's 90 in the bigs, but 60 in Little League. But regardless, I mean, that ball comes at you, and this young pitcher, Caden Shelton, I mean, he throws fairly hard. But thank God all is well. Isaiah has said that, you know, he credits God with keeping him safe. Just a very sweet spirit, you know, between both these boys. And what an example to everybody else that's involved in sports. Maybe with some of the big leaguers, they get a little hot and out of control, huh?
That's right.
Maybe this will be a good example. We can always learn even from these young kids. Samantha Mao, she's a good news girl. You can check it out at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
A lot can happen.